This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Federal prosecutors in New York City on Friday asked a judge to sentence the former lawyer for U.S. President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, to a substantial term of imprisonment for evading taxes and paying an adult film star hush money on Trump's behalf. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller judges former Trump fixer Michael Cohen's cooperation significant. The U.S. attorney, not so much. Cohen has pleaded guilty to charges brought by both, in Mueller's case, lying to Congress about the extent of candidate Trump's business dealings in Moscow, in the federal prosecutor's case, about his own tax evasion and campaign finance violations for helping to pay off alleged Trump paramours. The special counsel says Cohen should get due consideration for his cooperation when he's sentenced, but the letter filed by federal prosecutor Robert Kuzami recommends Cohen get only modest credit. He's to be sentenced Wednesday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Meanwhile, here in Washington, fired FBI Director James Comey testified behind closed doors before two House committees on Friday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Comey will be back the week before Christmas.
Comey did not like the idea. This was closed-door testimony.
We're talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
He told reporters a transcript of this will bore you. On Twitter, President Trump wrote, "It is being reported that Leakin James Comey was told by Department of Justice attorneys not to answer the most important questions, calling it bias and corruption."
The FBI, for understandable reasons, doesn't want me talking about the details of the investigation that is still ongoing.
And Comey had something to say about President Trump.
The president's attacks on the Justice Department broadly and the FBI are something that no matter what political party you're in, you should find deeply troubling.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office says that President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, lied several times to federal investigators. In a court filing Friday, Mueller's office said that Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian-Ukrainian political consultant, witness tampering efforts, a $125,000 payment to a firm working for Manafort, and Manafort's contacts with officials in the Trump administration. A U.S. district judge in Washington had asked for more details on Mueller's allegations last month that Manafort had breached a plea agreement by lying. A white nationalist who drove his car into a crowd of people protesting a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year was found guilty Friday of first-degree murder and 9 other counts. One woman was killed and dozens of others injured when James Fields rammed his car into the crowd on a Charlottesville street. The jury deliberated for less than a day before convicting Fields of all charges stemming from the deadly confrontation. Judge Richard Moore told jurors they would reconvene Monday for a sentencing hearing. The jury will hear evidence and then will recommend a sentence to the judge. Germany's Christian Democrats elected Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer on Friday to replace Angela Merkel as party leader. As Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters reports, that's a decision that moves her into pole position to succeed Merkel as chancellor.
The German chancellor gave an emotional speech to her party as it met to pick her successor. Merkel's protege, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, was given that role. She is seen as a continuity candidate to Merkel's politics and has now moved into pole position to become Germany's next chancellor. Her rival was Friedrich Merz. He's a critic of Merkel, who questioned the constitutional guarantee of asylum to all, quote, politically persecuted people.
That's Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters. The U.S. Labor Department says hiring slowed in November, but unemployment stayed the same. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Employers pulled back on hiring, adding just 155,000 jobs last month. That's below this year's average monthly gains, but suggests the economy is expanding at a solid pace, despite sharp fluctuations in the stock market. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7% for the third straight month. Average hourly pay increased 3.1% from a year ago. That equals the October figure, which was the best since 2009. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices ending the day in the red. The Dow slid by 2.25%, the S&P was down 2.3%, and the Nasdaq slid 3%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.